All right, let's get in the shot caller question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come in studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shot caller today. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. So text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? Brooke has drawn a name out of the hat because she had the shot caller last. And who'd you get?
A wild card Jeff picks.
Jeffrey?
Let's go with Jubal today.
Oh, I knew you were going to pick me. Okay. Let me get the shot caller. I've got that while I'm putting that on. Jeff, go ahead and give it to me.
According to a new study, the average American drinks twice as much during the holidays than any other time of the year. And we attend three times as many social events around the holidays, about three a week compared to one event a week normally. That's why a recent survey asked people to share their favorite holiday drinks to enjoy at social gatherings. Some of the answers that made the top five included eggnog, holiday beers like a winter lager or gingerbread stout, and hot buttered rum. Name the other two alcohol-infused holiday beverages that made the top five.
Can you read those ones again, the other ones?
Eggnog, holiday beers, and hot buttered rum.
So you want to think hot drinks most of the time, right? Like, so a
hot toddy is the first one that comes to mind.
But I will say, I don't ever, like, there's a lot of talk about hot toddies, and I enjoy one now and again, but it's not something that I'm served at a Christmas party.
When
have I ever gone, I've never actually been served a hot toddy.
I saw more working in the restaurant industry than anywhere else.
I would say, like, a cider with a whiskey in it, or a rum.
Cider.
Like cider. Hot.
Apple cider.
Like a spiked cider. A spiked cider? I don't know what you'd call it.
Do I have to say what it's spiked with?
No.
What kind of alcohol is in it? No, just like a hot cider would work?
Yep.
Okay.
Same thing. In the restaurant industry, every year those would pop up. The bar would be like, oh, we're featuring a hot toddy and a spiced cider.
But I'd also go with the mulled spice wine. It's a big holiday favorite.
Oh.
It is.
I don't think I've ever heard of that one.
I mean, anything that smells like a Christmas tree is basically what people want to drink, right? Except for eggnog. Eggnog's the one.
Can you read the question one more time, Jeff?
A recent survey asked people to share their favorite holiday drinks to enjoy at social gatherings. Some of the answers that made the top five included eggnog, holiday beers, and hot buttered rum. You need to name the other two alcohol-infused holiday beverages that made the top five.
Hold up. I got it. The one drink that's served at every dinner for everything to make a toast, champagne.
Oh, champagne's good.
Yeah,
I feel like
true.
If we stick with the theme of hot, we haven't done coffee drinks. Kahlua and coffee or the Mexican sunrise or whatever they call them, you know? But those are more year-round, I guess, too, right?
I'll go with cider, like a hot cider with some sort of alcohol in it. And then I'll do champagne. There was, I'm champagne at the holidays for everything, pretty much.
A recent survey found America's favorite alcohol-infused holiday drinks to enjoy at social gatherings during this time of year. Out of the top five, I gave you eggnog, holiday beers, and hot buttered rum. You had to name the other two. They are one of the favorite winter drinks among females, hot cider.
Okay.
And one of the most popular cold weather drinks among drunk uncles, coffee with Bailey's Irish cream.
Oh, yeah, you got it right. And you're a drunk uncle, so that makes sense.
It's perfect.
You got that one.
You are a drunk uncle.
All right, I got it wrong. And somebody wanted to hear Let It Snow by Dean Martin. So sing that before I get shocked. Let me turn the shock on. Okay. Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Ah! All right. We'll see you tomorrow. Today's show was produced by Steve Chestnuts Boyd and Jeff. Who's Cheston? When can I meet him? Debo. Have a good one. We'll see you later.